Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, this is a month that is near and dear to your heart. It is National Dairy Month and Beef Month as well. Now, whenever I think of National Dairy Month, particularly in the hot weather months as we have now, ice cream.
Oh, yeah. You can't think dairy in June without thinking ice cream. But you're right, it's sort of the month of the cow between what all the dairy and beef crowd does for South Carolina. And you're right, you know you'll get a special attention from the commissioner about Dairy Month. But, yeah, it was just always a special part. Usually there's a promotion event at a baseball game or some other way to just highlight what the dairy farmer does and the amount of work he and she puts into that, as well as the beef farm in South Carolina. So it's good to stop and talk about it a little bit.
Absolutely. Now, South Carolina is still home to 82 dairies, which is quite a few considering the consolidation we've seen over the last 18 or 20 years.
Well, you're right. It's the same trend as we see in other states, but I believe we have stabilized pretty nicely in the last 5-6 years and seeing some nice investments. Couple of them that I have been to lately take two different approaches. Over in Edgefield County, I went over to Hickory Hill one afternoon, and they are processing their own milk, so really doing some value added in that regard, and some other announcements coming this fall, which would be very exciting. And then over in Newberry County, I went by the Satterwhite Farm, and what they've done is invested in their operation to put a totally modern milking facility there, and it's really unique to South Carolina, using a big, let's call it a rotary, but you might think of it as a merry-go-round for cows to get milk on.
Most people in the farming industry realize this, but being a dairyman is a 365-day-a-year job. There is no day off.
Well, you know, I've said it before, the old cow, bless her heart, she didn't know Christmas morning from October the 9th or Thanksgiving from March the 12th, and that's just one of the challenges of it. You got to be committed to it. You really nowadays need a good labor supply, good management, whether it's your family members or a hired person, and it's quite a technical business, but still based on the same principles of keep that cow comfortable, keep her well fed, and she'll stay healthy and be profitable for you. So with all the technologies, the basics always of agriculture seem to stay the same.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.